call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you to every one of you who have been sharing, commenting, and leaving reviews on our shows. I'm super excited every opportunity that I get to be on air with you. You know what I always say? You've got to have command over the airwaves, so you might as well make it fun, right? Well, today I am super excited to remind you that everything in life is better when we are productive. Did you hear what I just said? Everything in life is better when we are productive. My question as you're listening to the show today is, what are some of the areas of your life that you want to be more productive in? Because today we're going to be talking about creating a productive roadmap. Creating a productive roadmap. You know, oftentimes I share some things that I normally do as practices and principles and philosophies. And when I'm talking to my clientele, I help them to create what I call a productive roadmap. I'm going to share with you today a nugget. Why? Because I'm feeling froggy and I want you to jump. I want you to jump for the limitations that aren't there. I want you to jump past the hurdles that you may have in your mind. I want you to dive into the barricades that can no longer hold you because you've been enlightened. I know everything that I said didn't make any sense to you, but it made a whole lot of sense to me. I believe that when you're enlightened, you are able to see beyond what is seen. I believe that when you have the right information and the right knowledge, you can actually go further, faster. How many of you are ready to go further, faster? I hope that you are, because this exercise that I am about to share with each and every one of you will probably be one of the most influential or impactful exercises of your life. And why do I say this? Because I do it every year for myself, and now I'm actually going to share it with you. I'm talking about creating a productive roadmap. All right, how do you create a productive roadmap? First and foremost, you're going to have to do what I call a productive brainstorm. A productive brainstorm. If I challenged you to write out 50 to 100 things that you would like to accomplish in your life, what would those 50 to 100 things be? And as you think about them, I don't want you to try to categorize them as you write them out. I'm simply asking you to do a deep dive in your heart, deep dive in your mind, deep dive in your goals, your visions, your aspirations, and your dreams. Ask yourself what type of legacy you want to leave behind, and then begin to do that deep dive and put these things on paper. Now, many, many years ago, I used to do this, and it's still a practice that I utilize until this day. Every year around my birthday, I take some time and I literally brainstorm. I do a brain dump and I ask myself, what do I want to accomplish? Now, unlike many people, my year doesn't start in January like everybody else. I believe that my date of birth is important. So therefore, leading up to my date of birth, I start to do what I call reflection. reflection. And self-analysis is extremely important to those who want to be productive. So I challenge you to do this once a month and definitely once a quarter. But on your actual birthday, that should become your new year, another opportunity that you get to live another year, another opportunity that you get to produce another year, another opportunity that you get to do this thing called life all over again. So now that you've picked up what I've started putting down, I'm going to share some things with you. Let's see. Where do I want to start? Creating a productive roadmap. First, I'm going to do my productive brain dump. And I'm going to put a bunch of things on paper that I would like to accomplish. 50 to 100 things. Now, let me share some of the things that I've written down in previous years. Many of you who know me, you know that I'm a family man, I'm a relationships guy, and I love God. So let me read to you a few things that are on my list each and every year. Number one, build a stronger relationship with God. That's not surprising because that's who I am, right? Number two, build a stronger marriage. Oh, well, that's not surprising. I've been married more than half my life. So therefore, that is going to be one of my top priorities. Number three, build a strong relationship with my kids, Dominique and Renee. Be the type of father that I would want to have. So those are my top three. And notice each of them say and start the same way. I want to build. Build. Why? Because I believe in my heart that if you are going to be productive, then you have to have forward motion. You've got to stretch yourself to think differently. You've got to see yourself in a different light. So my top three things that are always at the top of my list is to build a stronger relationship with God, build a stronger marriage, and to build a stronger relationship with my children. Why are those things important? Well, again, family and legacy. Those things are extremely important to me. Number four on my list would be build a property portfolio. Now, many people would look at it simply in real estate, but that's not the only way that you can build a property portfolio. Maybe I'll teach you that in another show. Number five for me is to take a family vacation to Hawaii. Now, there are several locations that I would like to take a family trip on personally. I've been to 60 plus countries. I've spoken all over the world, but I would love to take my entire family on a family vacation to Hawaii. Now, what are some of the things, if you would say your top five, as we're walking through this process of creating a productive roadmap, my question to you is, what does your top five look like? Is your top five full of things for just you? Is your top five family oriented? Is your top five heavily inundated with finance? Is your top five all about relationships? See, everyone has a different frame of mind and a different point of reference. So when you're creating your productive roadmap, don't expect it to look exactly like someone else's. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Because these simple principles, these are tools, tips, strategies, philosophies, and practices that I use each and every day. And I do these things on purpose. See, one thing I know for sure is people aren't productive by accident. People are only productive because they're intentional about being productive. They want what it is they want, therefore they go after it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, as you're listening to me, my question is, number one, what are the top five things that would be on your list? What are some of the areas that you would actually start writing things down in? Now, what I challenge you to do is not just look at where you are today. You may want to write out some things that are going to take you 5 years. You may want to write out some things that's going to take you 10 or 20 years. So everything that we're writing down as a brain dump doesn't have to be immediate, but I'm going to get to that in a moment. So I share with you my top five. I'm going to go down just a tad bit so that you can see what I mean when I say, hey, it may not happen in, you know, the first year or two. Some of the other things that I have on my productive roadmap is to start a scholarship in the name of my sister, right? Start a scholarship that is going to help young mothers. Start another. Now, these are all different scholarships, so they're not all the same. But I know what I want because this is what's in my heart. And I know that it will impact multiple people. So start the Fernell Scholarship, start the Crystal Scholarship, and then start the Life Scholarship. Why am I sharing these things with you? Because when you look into the mind of someone who is productive, what you will find is it's not about themselves. Productive people are rarely self-centered. Productive people are rarely self-centered. So as you notice, three of the things that I pulled out that aren't necessarily in my top 10, most of those things don't have a lot to do with me. Why? Because that is who I am. So the question of the day is, who are you? And what are you put here to do? What is the thing that you would do no matter what? What kind of impact, what kind of legacy do you want to leave? How are you making the world a better place? These are questions that I challenge you to actually ask yourself. So when we look at these things, scholarships and foundations, I have those on my list, owning my own city and organizing different things. All of these things are on my productive roadmap. Why? Because I want to make an impact. I want to live a significant life. So another thing that I will share with you is many people are chasing this thing called success. But I'm here to tell you that success is not only achievable, it's the threshing floor. It's the basement, if you would. Being successful may look a whole lot different to one person than it does another. So success is not my goal. Excellence is something that I strive for, but significance is what I live to do. I live to be significant. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? If I were to look back at my 20 or 25 or even my 28-year-old list of productive roadmap, it says on here, obtain doctorate degrees. And to date, I think I've got four or five doctorate degrees. But every year has different goals. Now, there are a lot of these that have not been accomplished as of yet. And even when I do accomplish those things, I keep these lists to remind myself, in this decade, this is what I was thinking. In this decade, I shifted my thinking. So everything is absolutely essential. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Now, I'm looking back at my 30-year-old list where it says become a best-selling author. I've done that several times over. Create my own magazine. I've had multiple. Looking at this stuff kind of just makes me smile. Good Lord. When somebody puts down they want to buy an island, it almost seems like they're selfish. But I'm looking at the stuff on my list and I'm saying, these things are achievable. They're achievable. Run my own college. I've done that already. You know, just looking at curriculum that I said that I wanted to build, help my wife establish her Images Everything Spa and Salon, building her brand, creating the productive legacy. All of these things I wrote many, many years ago. Now, let me share this with you, because I don't want to take up too much of your time. I really want you to be able to put this into practice. So after you've written down 50 to 100 things that you would like to do in your lifetime, the next step is to ask yourself, if you could classify them in one-year goals, three-year goals, five-year goals, 10-year goals, and maybe even 15-year goals, which ones would you put in which category? Well, quite naturally, looking at one of my lists, Year one, build stronger marriage, build stronger relationship with God, build my business and brand. Okay, I can do that within a year. My three-year goals, relationship with my daughters to increase, for them to see me as someone that they would like to talk to. Yeah, that might take a little bit longer. Create multiple streams of income, graduating class of the college that I started, strong relationships, strong partnerships, multi-streams of income, effective and influential person. Yep, I can attain that in a three-year time period. Then breaking it down to my five-year goal, create the enterprise and make sure that it is thriving. Other pertinent things that I created that I can't talk about right now because many people don't even know I'm involved in. Looking at becoming a philanthropist, I feel like I've achieved that. Again, creating different brands for other people, teaching people how to become speakers, best-selling authors, teaching people about how to utilize their brand, their image, and the things that they are involved in. It says here to become a community builder. These are different things, starting scholarships, which I've done. And then the 10-year goal. 10-year goal, $1 million in the bank before a certain age, liquid worth of 50 to 100 million, net worth of $1 billion. Okay, so when you put your stuff out there like that, 10 years, once you have created this phase, what you now have is a 1, 3, 5, 10, and even a 15-year plan of what you would like to accomplish. So when people talk to me and they tell me, I don't understand how you could think so far out, it's a simple process of creating what I call your productive roadmap. It's a brain dump. It's taking time to actually put things in certain clusters and begin to ask yourself, how soon would you like to accomplish this? Now, remember, some things you're going to be able to accomplish quicker than others. There are people who are going to come alongside of you, who hear your vision, and who can help you propel in that vision. Which brings me to the RCP principle that I often teach: relationships, collaborations, and partnerships. So when you create your productive roadmap, what you will find is that there will be some relationships that are going to help catapult your actual plan and your roadmap. There are going to be some collaborations that actually expand what you were thinking in a specific area. And there are going to be some partnerships that are going to literally change the trajectory of your life. So today, I just wanted to share with you about creating a productive roadmap. Now, what I challenge you to do is listen to this show over and over again, put this into practice, and I want you to send something in to contactliveproduce@gmail.com and let us know how your productive roadmap has turned out. Let us know how it has helped you to actually put a plan together, work that plan, and then get the evidence and the results that you desire. At the end of the day, folks, truly, that's what it's all about. So remember this: today, the efforts of your labor of love will show. The question is, will you be satisfied with the results? Today, the efforts of your labor of love will show. The question is, will you be satisfied with the results? These are simple principles, practices, philosophies, strategies, tools, and tips that I use on a daily basis to help others to become productive in almost every area of their life. Many people will say, I don't believe that that's possible. Well, I'm living proof. For over 2 decades, I've been doing this and helping people to do just what I explained to you. And I've seen some growth in a lot of people, even those who didn't believe in themselves when we first started this process. So remember this, let me share this with you. Protect your valuables and share your wisdom. Life is about legacy, so I challenge you to go out and live your life to the fullest. Hey guys, I'm Dr. Vernette A. Joseph, and every Friday, right here on Bashani and Worldwide, I share with you things that will just literally amplify and magnify your life. I'm training and teaching people around the globe how productivity and business really do mesh. So if you've been enjoying these shows, love to hear from you. If you have questions, thoughts, concerns, make sure that you send them in to contactliveproduce@gmail.com. And be sure to check us out on all different platforms. And I want to give a shout out to another platform that I work on, which is Civility 360. We shoot our shows out on the Bashani app every Saturday. So make sure that you dive in and that you check those things out as well. But every Friday, right here on Bashani and Worldwide, on the app and on every mobile streaming device, you can find Productivity 360 with your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Remember this, you know what I always say, I want you to be innovative and be productive, but most of all, get out there and live to produce. I'm Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Be productive or be replaced.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.